Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Segment. I'm gonna play this satire piece right now. It's not as funny audio wise. It's very funny video wise. Is my take on it. And then we're gonna come back in the next segment and get into a whole bunch of breaking news that's on Infowars.com, including a story that's really big that just broke. And this is what's gonna save our country: turning the rhetoric up to the level of reality. Yeah, it's radical to say we're going into a dictatorship, but it is happening. So you can't dial back just because the enemy's dialed up. You have to dial up to what they've done, the level of intensity, and their lying and criminal activities. Rand Paul, concerned about who is truly in charge of our government, warns of dystopian nightmares coming through. And, of course, we know the senator is a friend and a listener, and I'm just glad he's up there. I know he's for real. I hope Ted Cruz is. I know I like him. I just still don't completely trust him as the CFR stuff with his wife, but whatever. You know, judge a tree by its fruits. He's been doing a great job. So I know Rand Paul's a real deal, though, guys, and has really come a long way in his father's footsteps, and to be thrown out into the U.S. Senate for being an optometrist in Bowling Green, Kentucky. So let's go ahead and go to Caveman Discovered in Texas, and here it is, folks. This is real, people. Obamacare is free as well.
My friends, we have done it. With Dr. Group's help, we have developed ultimate male vitality supplement with 8 concentrated super herbs. This is the answer to the globalist war on male vitality with the estrogen mimickers they've added to the food and the water supply. And now our test pilot, our Chuck Yeager, Dr. Edward Group, is here to test his greatest invention. Doctor?
Thank you, Alex. I will now take 2 droppers to test this ultimate male vitality formula.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a momentous moment. Thank you, Dr. Group.
I will activate my muscles by doing push-ups.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. This is the move. This is unprecedented. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see what happens right now. Oh, my God! What the hell? Wait. Get out of here. Shut this down. This is not safe. This is not. Hold on. Settle down. Get another doctor. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with him. Help him. Ladies and gentlemen, we did not intend for that to happen. I take it personally. Do not have those problems. Again, these are authorized herbs, well known to be safe. And please, doctor, wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to cut the commercial for just a moment. Cut. Get everybody out of here.
It's real, folks.
Super male vitality. It's awesome. Just not this awesome.
Oh, my God! What the hell? Ladies and gentlemen, the dramatization you've just seen is just that. It is satire to illustrate in a satirical way the incredible power of super male vitality. It will not turn you into Conan the Barbarian, but it will help block some of the estrogen mimickers and reportedly let your glands produce the natural hormones your body needs. It also does have some other side effects in the human testing that we discovered, ladies and gentlemen. I'm about to illustrate right now what that is. Let's see if I can do it again. It takes some focus. Up, up, and away!
Start your journey to super male vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And it really is great, and it helps fund our operation. We appreciate you all getting it. But we're going to start doing more satire videos that aren't just ads. I just had that idea to have Dr. Group turn into a barbarian, a.k.a. my buddy Shane Steiner, and Ben to make the joke that obviously it's satire. People will say that it's false advertising. It's obviously real. We just can't admit it, actually turned him into a caveman. And then obviously I did actually fly through the roof. It's amazing. I am now Superman. I just beat Zod yesterday in a space battle. And Obama is a good guy and never lies either. And if you have a business, you didn't build that. And raising the debt ceiling does not raise the debt. I think I'm becoming Obama.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
So we have Ian right there.
Sydney?
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up in a few minutes, Steve and Maria Green are going to be joining us. FreeBabyBree.com. Their stories made national attention. Medical marijuana users fight to keep their infant daughter. They admit the marijuana is legal and lawful, but came and snatched their baby. Now, about half the population smokes marijuana on a regular basis. More than 80% of the population in national polls and Gallup say they have smoked it. This is so evil. Turns out a lot of CPS workers that have taken kids and ended up having them die in their custody, this happened up in Round Rock last year, are themselves convicted drug dealers. Drug dealers of narcotics. This is how they operate. They want your kids. This is a criminal government. We're going to be breaking that down with them coming up as we get them on Skype right now. Now, getting into some other news first, this just broke up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We just tweeted it at Real Alex Jones. Rand Paul concerned about who is truly in charge of our government. Now, folks, I've talked a lot about this, and we've got the a video of that coming up after our guest leaves us. The issue here is the rhetoric of the establishment is we're taking your kids belong to us, we're building FEMA camps for your own good, gun owners are terrorists, veterans are the enemy. That is insane, tyrant, bad guy rhetoric that we should use against them to discredit them. But if we just sit there and go, okay, you're the authority, it sets the precedent for that crazy level of evil. And so that's what I'm getting at here, is that when you're faced with over-the-top evil, it's not sensational to call it over-the-top evil. It's not sensational to say the Soviet Union was a nightmare system of total dehumanization and mass murder and evil. It's not sensational to say Adolf Hitler was a demon-possessed, kleptocratic mass murderer. It's not, you know, Jack the Ripper was horrible. It's just you have to call it Jeffrey Dahmer was horrible. You don't say, oh, well, don't, you know, be reasonable. He was a human, too. You've got to discriminate against bad people on their actions. And Ted Cruz and Rand Paul have been calling him drunk with power, dangerous, frightening, becoming a dictator. If we don't get Obama to ratchet it back, it will set the precedent coming in to the next phase of things to where the Republicans will have this power too. And then suddenly the left will put on a big act like they're against it. We need to see real moves to rein this in. And Rand Paul and Ted Cruz in the Senate, and people like Walter Jones in the House, have been moving to do that. Now, continuing here, Rand Paul, concerned about who is truly in charge of our country, close quote, warns of, quote, dystopian nightmares. Well, it's if a tree fell in the forest and didn't make us, nobody heard it, didn't make a sound. It's already going on. Look at the numbers. Look at what government's doing. Look how it preys on us. They're taking people's children that have illegal marijuana, legal medical marijuana card. I mean, this government is predatory and sick. While it ships the hard drugs in and pushes Ritalin and Prozac and everything, Prozac-type drugs on the kids. They're drug-pushing, hardcore, deadly drugs that literally retard the growth of the brain, physically create heart expansion, Adderall, all of it. And then they say, oh, but if you smoke marijuana, we're going to take your kids, even if it's legal. CPS doesn't care. They're criminal because they have their own family court. So this is the type of garbage that's going on. Rand Paul, concerned about who is truly in charge of our country, our government, warns of dystopian nightmares coming true. Libertarian Kentucky Senator Rand Paul warned in a speech today that he believes U.S. spooks and shadow government agencies are drunk with power. Well, there's no thinking about that. And that elected representatives are privately afraid of those operating behind the curtain. Well, look at how the NSA is spying on them. Yeah, he's saying they're coming after us. People are scared. I'm not scared. Stand with me. He's saying what everybody wants. We got an evil shadow government that's hijacked stuff. The government's afraid. This is a giant breakthrough. Rand Paul tells it like it is, that Congress is being blackmailed and bullied. That's what's happening to the Supreme Court. That's why the evil can't stop. People are scared. The answer is 1776 info. You better be more scared of letting the globalists have their way. That's what I'm scared of. You got to stand up to these terrorists. They run the Al-Qaeda terrorists. They run the guns. They run the drugs on record. Criminal corporate interests that have hijacked the country and they want to shut down the markets and shut down their competition. That's what we're dealing with as a society. Rand Paul, concerned about who is truly in charge of our government. Libertarian Kentucky Senator Rand Paul warns in a speech today that he believes U.S. spooks and shadow government agencies are, quote, drunk with power, and that elected representatives are privately afraid of those operating behind the curtain. Rand Paul has pulled back the curtain. This is what I've been telling you, and everybody knows this, but no one's got the chutzpah, the cojones, the bravado, the will, the honor, the courage, the destiny, the common sense, the survival instinct. I mean, when you've got total tyranny coming down on you, folks, you don't roll over to it. If you're getting chased through the woods by a bunch of wolves, you don't roll over and start crying to mommy like a dying rabbit. You get a weapon. You face them off. You make them decide that you're too dangerous to mess with and move on. You climb a tree. You go in a cave if you don't have a weapon. You don't roll over and say, Mr. Wolfie Wolf, I'm going to kiss you on the lips and talk to you like you're my domesticated French bulldog, and we're going to be friends now. Is that okay? Be nice to me, federal government. Be nice, ATF. Be nice, Federal Reserve. As they put payroll taxes on poor people under Obamacare and cut their hours, meant to bankrupt you and hurt your family, they want to kill you if they could. They want to put you in a FEMA camp. They want to reduce your numbers. Stop being naive. We got cancer, folks. Just admit all the radical stuff I said was true because it was already there. I was just aggressive enough to say it. And I'll be honest with you, folks, it's because I'm scared deep down. Consciously, I'm not scared, but at a subconscious level, I'm scared. And when I get scared, folks, I get aggressive and mean. It's fight or flight. Because I see where this goes historically and in my gut. And, man, I am running around like a chicken with my head cut off. They're putting poison in the water on record, and they write books like Ecoscience saying they're doing it to hurt us. And I can't get it out of the water. There's no debating this information. It's prima facie. It's on the face. Our guests are with us until about 45 after, and then I'll get to the airline stuff. There's some good news in Russia, ladies and gentlemen. There's some good news in Russia. Ukraine making plans to pull troops out of Crimea on the Russian deadline, so that's a major de-escalation. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian president gives Crimea leaders 3 hours to release a Navy chief. Or basically threatens action, so I hope nothing happens there. They've had snipers shooting people to blame Russia. It's clear who's running it because the PR operations. Expert believes missing Malaysian Airlines flight being held for ransom. Yeah, governments probably know what happened and aren't telling people. They may have even done it and are doing it as a diversion or some rogue group. I don't know. Here's the headline. Has there been a military cover-up of the missing jet? Thai Air Force says its radar spotted MH370 heading to Strait of Malacca minutes after it vanished. I didn't say anything. Yeah, look, there's a bunch of stuff going on here. Now, I want to go to our guest, and we're going to skip this network break because I'm going to him late. Here's the headline. Medical marijuana users fight to keep infant daughter. A strong message was sent to the Department of Human Services just 4 days after Steve and Maria Green of Lansing helplessly watched as her infant daughter Bree was taken from their care. A reason given, state-sanctioned medical marijuana users' home was too dangerous for a six-month-old because of plants inside. Because they were allowed to legally grow it for medicinal usage, they thought someone might rob them. Ladies and gentlemen, are you going to get robbed for jewelry? You're going to get robbed for having a watch? How about a Lexus? Again, this is how they just make up. Oh, you had plates in the dishes. Oh, you have dogs. Those are dangerous. Oh, you don't have enough money. Oh, we want your kid. Again, most Americans have smoked marijuana. Half the population of the country is estimated to smoke marijuana on a routine basis. Now, are you too stoned out there to care, or are you going to get organized? Because this is going on all over the country. And again, if you got glaucoma or stomach aches or all other problems, it is a great medicine if used moderately. I don't use it. But I know medically it is very useful. So I'm not judging moderate users of pot. I'm also not endorsing the culture of the people that use it too much. But this, when you go in to have a baby with a lot of false positives for THC, they're going to take your kid. Nobody's telling mothers this. They're preying on you. There's not any public service announcements. Hey, don't smoke pot and we'll take your kid when you come in to have it. They want to snatch your baby. They're going to sell it for adoption for a half mil. Now let's go now to our guest to go through the saga of what's happened, Steve and Maria Green, whose child was kidnapped by, quote, armed gunmen. The armed gunmen in the case were the police, along with their government officials, not servants, from the state of Michigan. Maria and Steve are medical marijuana because of multiple sclerosis and epilepsy, which is on record helping both, but are registered with the state of Michigan, which they use to grab the kid, and submit to random drug tests. See, they tell you now you can have your marijuana, but you waive your rights. It's even worse. All this decriminalization is a total fraud. That'll just go back to being illegal. I'm telling you, folks, nothing that comes out of George Soros can turn out to be good. Guys, thank you for coming on. FreeBabyBree.com. Thank you so much. Maybe you're hearing me rant about all the things that are going on. You got the floor. Tell us what happened, what you've gone through, and where this is going, because there is a war against legal marijuana users in this country.
Yeah, thank you for having us on. My husband has been a medical marijuana patient since 2010 for his seizures that he had seizures since 2006. And, you know, this was one of the only things left for him to try to control his seizures. And it turns out it worked really amazing. He ended up being seizure free for quite some time. And last summer, towards the end of the summer, I had a bitter ex who called CPS against us just to try and gain leverage in a custody case. And it spiraled out of control from there. They came to investigate. They wanted to count the plants and, you know, they needed to see the plants and see all the medical records from all of the patients that I grow for and on. We even brought them, our baby at the time was 6 months old, and we brought the investigator to our baby. We showed her out on the porch, and she wasn't really even interested in seeing the baby. She just really needed, really just wanted to see the plants. And through the course of her investigation, we invited her and her supervisor and the agency to get a court order to come into the home because our laws here in Michigan would not allow for me to give access to those plants to anybody else. And they left saying, okay, yes, that's what they would do. They would petition the court to enter our home. And the morning that was supposed to happen, they called me and said, you know, I just want to go over one last time whether or not you're going to let us in your house before we petition to remove your kids. And so they pulled this fast one on us, and we went into court that afternoon with them bringing a petition not to enter the house but to remove our children. And and the judge at the time, the referee, he heard a little bit of testimony, and in the end, he said that he was really just concerned that there was plants growing in the house, and even though I was legal to do so, he thought that would increase our chances of having armed robbery and that the baby could get hurt.
That's an incredible precedent. That if you have a nice car or a nice watch or computers or anything they want, now mm-hmm. you've got to have your children taken for safety, of course, mm-hmm. and be given to government custody where they're seven times in more danger of everything you can imagine.
Yep, absolutely. And it ended up taking us 6 weeks of fighting her being out of the home. We were able to visit her for a couple hours every week. And it took us 6 weeks to be able to get her back.
Wow, just incredible! And again, how old was your daughter?
She was 6 months at the time she was taken.
How was her? How was she when you got her back? Most of the time, the children are just lost weight or in critical condition in many cases.
Thankfully, she was so young. We did notice that she was quite gun shy. Didn't like strangers anymore. Was a little bit more antsy and anxious and that kind of thing. She thankfully snapped out of it relatively quickly.
She bounced back against the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's what these people are. Is they're the enemy. We have to recognize that. So expanding on this, where did it all go from there?
From there, they gave her back to us with the condition that we had to do this parenting counseling type thing. And as long as we were successful with that, then they would just drop the case altogether.
Yeah, but that's usually going to be their people who can then do whatever. So they act like they're the good guys when they've kidnapped your child. But you guys went public. I think you only got her back. Most parents don't, because you went public.
Absolutely. Towards the end, when they decided that they were going to give her back as long as we did these conditions, and they at first gave us a pretty lengthy list of conditions, and we went back to them and said, no, there's some of these you need to change. And they did very quickly. So we got the impression that they just kind of wanted to wash their hands of the whole case.
Yeah, they got other kids to grab. They need to move on to. And again, not all family courts are like this. Not all systems are like this. It tends to be certain states or counties. But we need to really go after the people that act like this so that judicially it's known as unacceptable in the community that, you know, either a country supports death penalty, it doesn't support it. It's about a moral decision of the people of the nation. We obviously don't want people taken because they have legal medical marijuana being grown in the home. Big deal. Did George Washington, you know, have his family taken away because he grew it? You know George Washington grew medical marijuana, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, I'm just sick of it. I mean, it's known for toothaches. It's known for people that are nauseous, glaucoma. It's known to change the brainwaves. And a lot of people that have epilepsy, as you guys were just talking about. You know, let's talk to your husband, Steve Green. Steve, talk about what it was like when they came, what they did. What was it like to see your daughter taken? I mean, describe that process. And then tell us what it did for both of your medical conditions.
Yeah, as a, you know, as a father and a husband, you know, you can't imagine the amount of reserve it takes to not, for lack of a better word, clobber them. But when someone's trying to take your children, you know, there's nothing but rage that goes through you. But we were, you know, just able to keep collected and stay calm, and knowing that, you know, if one of us were arrested for acting irrational or something like that.
Hey, I bet the marijuana after they left helped settle you down. Medical well, use there is to sedate you.
And so it was just a nightmare for that to happen, but we knew we had to stay that way. And shortly after, we went to the doorsteps of DHS with about 200 people. And
let's say that again. How many people? DHS?
Yeah, we went to the main office of the DHS with about 200 protesters.
But the DHS was involved in this.
Yeah, that's the Department of Human Services run CPS in our state.
Unbelievable. Please continue with it.
And so we, like you said, we hit the press and we made it public because we were outraged and we knew that, you know, most Americans would be.
And by the way, anytime somebody takes somebody's child because they smoke marijuana or whatever, we should have people rallying like we're going to Frankenstein's castle to tell them we're not putting up with this scum. I mean, this is what it's about. We hang together or hang separate. You get aggressive, you get a free country back. On guns, on marijuana, on parental rights, on father's rights, on everything. People better learn to stand up. I'm sorry I'm ranting, sir.
No, you're good. You a lot of things, even in the intro, you hit the nail on the head with prescription drugs. And here in Michigan, if you decide to be a medical marijuana patient, or in my case, have to be, because nothing else worked, then you pretty much give up your right to own a gun. And in CPS's eyes here in Michigan, if you're a medical marijuana patient, you give up your Fourth Amendment. They're allowed to just come on in and search whatever they want.
Yeah, see, if I was having epilepsy, you want to break, I want to come back and give you the floor. But if I was having epilepsy, I'm not waiting on my Fourth Amendment. I'll go buy pot on the street. I mean, I cannot believe that they do this to people, making you waive your rights. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's kind of amazing that they put all these restrictions in place. But yeah, we pushed forward and had a great rally. A bunch of women got held hands and sang songs.
Yeah, I notice it's women standing up in this country most of the time. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was, from what I understand, the movement in prohibition of alcohol, and it looks like that's the movement here in medical marijuana and marijuana. So it's great to see so many women and moms came out from everywhere. We were, you know, getting calls from CPS agents that work for the same agency that were saying they were appalled. And, you know, it was...
It's that moral saying no. The moral calling it out is what will dispel these vipers. Stay there. The Green family, child kidnapped for 6 hellish weeks because they needed medical marijuana and legally did it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The war on drugs is a giant fraud. Most of the narcotics are shipped in by the big banks on record. They don't get in trouble when they get caught laundering hundreds of billions of dollars like Wells Fargo, Wachovia, Bank of America. You pull up hundreds of mainstream news articles breaking that down. Wachovia, Wells Fargo laundered in a 3-year period, what was it, between 2007 in 2010, $380+ billion, $387 billion, and got a $111 million fine. We did the math. That'd be like if you robbed millions of dollars and paid a couple $1,000 fine. You start robbing banks immediately if you were an immoral person, right? So it's just a total fraud. I mean, we know that birds eat fermented berries and get drunk and seek the berries out. We know bats do it. Are we going to arrest them? I'm drinking coffee right now. Wake Up America Blend America Coffee. Wake Up America Coffee from InfoWars. I mean, that's a stimulant. Am I evil? Am I bad? Obviously, this stuff's all abused. But the reason it's dirty is because you've made it illegal, then it's underground, and then the criminal element's involved. And they're the ones that are nasty. You want to dispel narcotics? Decriminalize them. Control them like prescription drugs. Stuff like marijuana, decriminalize it. My problem is all over the country. They've got these state laws and federal edicts where you basically waive your rights to go into this. And marijuana is a miracle plant. The cannabinoids, all the stuff involved in it. I've been involved in documentaries. I've seen the studies. I mean, it's mainline stuff. Big Pharma knows this. They're making hundreds of drugs out of it right now and patenting it. This is CNN right here, and we're going back to our guest. Marijuana stops child's severe seizures. She was having 300 a week and was going to be completely brain damaged and basically die. I mean, I've watched my uncle have seizures over the last 30-something years, and they mess him up, but he's reduced them with drugs and a fatty diet, coconut oil, things like that. And they've even, again, but mainline doctors won't tell you, go get a medical marijuana thing. It's been found in double-blind studies across the board with many different types of epileptic disorders that are on the rise, by the way, with our toxic environment. It's been found to massively reduce them. She was having 300 grand mal seizures a week. Her heart had stopped a number of times, and it reduced it down. Where is that in the article? To how many a week? Didn't it say five a week? Yes. Mike's not clear, guys, like I told you. 3 to 4, thanks. Yeah, there it is in the article, 3 to 4. And that's the issue that the system is trying to block here. That for all the ways they're poisoning us, God has given us all these great plants that can do these amazing things. And Big Pharma, under Codex Alimentarius, wants to shut this down. But not just marijuana. They've had raids on different herbal growing facilities with things like aloe vera. I saw that a few years ago, claiming someone could use it as a drug. I mean, they just want to control the resources. Now, going back to Steve and Marie Green, they started FreeBabyBree.com, a foundation to help fight the CPS when they kidnap children for medical marijuana and other issues. And this is great. There's lots of other organizations out there as well. And this is where the data and the case histories and the game plans can be distributed to others and up their learning curve to where people know how to fight and know their rights. So it's wonderful. So Steve and Marie Green, break down the rest of the story. What else happened? And what happened when you went and marched against the DHS?
Yeah, so that's exactly what we did. We had a bunch of people show up. We did the songs, the protests, the signs. The news came out in droves. And we got looks out of pretty much every window in the high-rise building. We had people for blocks around that would come and ask what was going on. And then from there on, it was just an outpour of court support, both from a group called the Human Solution and just the community members in our area. We had 30, 40 people at each court date. And when you're talking about a CPS type of thing, they normally try to restrict that and not allow very many people and make it as secretive as possible. So we avoided that. And I think that was a key element in getting Bree back. And so we wrote out that process and went back in front of the judge, and he made some statements like when you're convicted and, just some very biased-seeming statements. And then after we proved ourselves and the media was in the courtroom filming and everything, he never came back out of the courtroom or out of his chambers again. But they did in chambers come to a decision that they would give Bree back. Since then, we've had an independent report done by the state ombudsman report, and they had some findings that CPS made some errors and things like that. So it looks like we're going to be you know, keep screaming from the top of our lungs, and we've been able to help several other families in Michigan that were caught up in this type of situation. And I think that's important for the real Americans and communities to stick together when things are happening, and it would outrage you if it happened to you. Remember, we're all together in this, and stick up for each other.
Well, again, it just shows how predatory this system is, and they're persecuting people across this country. We have the largest prison population in the country, in the world, and it's only growing, and they're just finding new ways to throw nonviolent people in jail while all these huge crimes are being committed across the board. We had a case up in Round Rock last year where a toddler died in CPS captivity after being taken from marijuana-smoking parents because the neighbors smelled it. And I want to point, it's these rat neighbors. It's like this case CBS News is reporting on in Maryland where the tree trimming company was looking through the guy's window at his house and saw he had a tattoo of a gun on him. So the SWAT team came for the tattoo. And it just shows that it's just a culture of weird snitches everywhere that literally, like, their dream is to call the knight in shining armor, the SWAT team, on anybody and everybody, or everybody gets back at each other with the system, and it's wrecking our culture. And hurting children. So, you know, I wonder what the people that, you know, called the CPS on you feel about the little baby being drug off and all this. I wonder how that feels. I wonder if that feels good.
Well, it was actually her ex-husband. They were in a custody battle over her shared son when she went to court the day before. The judge ruled in my wife's favor. The following day, the ex-husband called CPS and filed the complaint with his false allegations, accusations. And so
exactly. But I'm saying, look at the collateral damage, though, to a child that's not even, you know, related. It's just, I wouldn't call the system in, folks, unless it's an emergency.
Oh, but he was eating it up. He's smug about it. This is a very sinister person.
Well, I don't want to get off of the whole family stuff, and I know that gets nasty, but all I'm saying is that this snitch culture is out of control. What was it like when Baby Bree was returned to you guys?
It was a big party, pretty much. We got her back. There was a return policy, and we completed that, and we got her back. We weren't allowed to have any media when we got her.
Is there God?
Right. So right after that, we went to our lawyer's office, and we had a conference and celebration. And, you know, like you said, it happens all over the country. CNN did a follow-up piece in Napa, California, where they have removed an 11-month-old, and they're still fighting for jurisdiction there. And this just happens everywhere, and you don't hear much about it because they scare people so badly that most people won't speak out. So I think it's imperative that, like you said, groups that are helping out stand up and help the little people out. In my case, you know, I was on 30 pharmaceutical drugs and still having grand mal seizures a couple times a week. And when I got on the medical marijuana and took it in a capsule, like a pill, like a herbal pill, when I would do that, I went 18 months without a seizure at all. And that's longer than I ever did on any of the 30 different pharmaceutical drugs that just made it worse.
You're absolutely right. It just really has miracle effects, and this is why they're trying to block herbs, minerals, vitamins, natural plants, because this is from the earth. These are God's gifts, these hundreds of millions of different types of plants and animals and things that are on this earth for us to be able to take care of ourselves. But instead, they want to play God. They want to come in with their big pharma and rule over everyone. Steve and Maria Green, freebabybree.com for folks that want to get involved and help you guys defend other families that are going through this nightmare. God bless you, and I appreciate your courage, because I've battled CPS as a media person myself, and it's so painful to see the crimes they commit and the things they do that it's duty that I just cannot physically get involved in, because it tears me up too bad to see the enjoyment of taking the kids, the system preying on people. It's dealing with child kidnappers who are in power and who are on a power trip and who just are having their way with people. And it makes me physically sick. So you're doing God's work. Make no mistake about that.
Thank you.
Thank you for talking about it, Alex.
No, thank you. You guys are simply amazing. God bless you. Well, there you go, folks. There goes the Green family. And thanks to all your support out there, you've had a victory against them. You got to wear your colors loud and proud, folks. I'm going to do a plug, and then I'm going to get into all the news that I haven't covered yet. I was also going to get into 10 ways that women are under attack by the system. An article that tied into the war on men last month. Paul Watson said another one. Here it is. I found it, so I want to get into that as well. But this Rand Paul concerned about who is truly in charge of our government is groundbreaking, and I want to read some quotes from that. Excuse me. Now, continuing here today, I wanted to just briefly show you what I think is the best T-shirt we've ever put out. Now, previously, it was the man's Molon Labe, come and take it, Spartan helmet with two crossed M4s with a victory reef around it, with Infowars.com on the back, made in America. But now, we have come out with the woman's Made in America shirt with gold foil. And this has got to be the best-looking gun shirt ever. And I've never said that about one of our shirts, that this is the best shirt out there, period. You've seen me produce and design myself and others design a lot of shirts, a lot of great shirts at InfoWarsStore.com that we help fund the operation with and promote liberty. But this baby, the woman's gold Molon Labe, is made in America and is absolutely gorgeous on women. Absolutely gorgeous on women. And it's a female-style shirt, so it's form-fitting. It's got an athletic fit, so a medium is more like a small. And it is extremely popular and continues to sell out over and over again as helping fund the operation. I love it. There are just women everywhere wearing gorgeous, sexy Second Amendment apparel. This is how we're going to win the culture war, is with the women. That's why the system tries to speak for women. That's why the system tries to run women. That's why the system tries to claim they speak for women. We get enough women out there promoting the Second Amendment, the men will follow. And it's starting to happen. Women are getting into guns. They're the biggest buyers the last decade straight. It was in the Wall Street Journal last week, of guns. Women are buying guns. Women are shooting intruders. They're shooting rapists. They're shooting people that try to rob their businesses. And Gloria Steinem hates it. She says women shouldn't own guns, even though that pig has concealed carry on record, just like Dianne Feinstein. So this is what we're talking about. I mean, if you're really for women being empowered, then, you know, you go get your wife to take jiu-jitsu or kickboxing or golden gloves or take them out, get them shooting. You know, we got Leanne going to take a concealed carry in about a week and a half. We've been henpecking on her. The guys have to get in there and get that. We need women carrying firearms. We need criminals to be scared. And that's because I'm anti-woman. That's why I want all these black cities where guns are banned, because it's totally racist. The Democrats would never want blacks to be armed. We want to get the inner city, good people armed, like in Detroit, Michigan, to then shoot the criminals. And the police chief agrees with us. We're beginning to win. The head of Interpol's come out and said arm the general public. And that's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, is the image of a real empowered woman who loves her husband, loves her children, loves her boyfriend, and understands humanity is one group. Men and women form humanity. Men and women are not separate, folks. In fact, speaking of that, let me just hit that article right now, or parts of it, by Paul Joseph Watson. But that T-shirt is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And then it's a platform to support folks that are trying to stop the child kidnappers. That's why you support free media, because it's a war. They're trying to shut us down on record and all other alternative media. 10 ways true feminism is under attack. Number one, feminism was hijacked by the political class to exploit women. And Paul Watson details that and documents it. Number two, the CIA played a key role in hijacking feminism. Gloria Steinem, on record, was a CIA operative. They wanted to break up the family and get the kids for themselves. In state control. Cultural Marxism, divide and conquer, all the documents on that. Number four, mainstream feminism ignores real women's rights issues like Muslims torturing and killing and enslaving women in Iraq, you name it, radical Muslims, but then saying men shouldn't say the word bossy is hurtful to women. Henpecking at us over nothing, wanting to dominate us while not caring about real women's issues worldwide. Number five, feminists ignore the plight of Muslim women. Just mentioned that, but it ties into the other one. Number six, advertising targets women. And why do they target it? Because women make about 84% of the decisions in most purchases. Hitler said, first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. Number seven, mainstream feminism is about hating and disintegrating masculinity. Number eight, women are being brainwashed that femininity and motherhood are dirty words. We show documentation of that. The happiest women out there, folks, are women with children. Now, they've set the economy up where it's so hard and the culture's so evil that it gets really stressful. But still, it's the most rewarding thing. Number nine, the real war on women, plunging fertility rates with chemical warfare. Number 10, estrogen mimickers causing cancer, targeting women. It's a simple article with a lot of links. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. And where was that on Drudge? I want to put DrudgeReport.com on screen for TV viewers and show people where they can link to that if they're watching us on live time right now. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, I love women. I love my mama. I love my grandmother. I just absolutely love women, and I love my daughters, and I don't want to see them being enslaved by the system. But the system has set it up to tell women, you're the boss, and here's your talking points from the mainstream media. Men are dumb, you know, men can't even tie their shoelaces in all the sitcoms and dramas, and you take control, you know how to run things best. And they take the bait. Most women are the ones that fall for divorce. I'm not saying there isn't some bad men out there and reasons for it in many cases, but you can see the general aggregate cause is it's destroying this country and destroying civilization. And men have been turned into a bunch of arrested development, sports-watching, jock-sniffing, cowardly little fake-tough garbage and need to man up and start acting like men, not like a bunch of twits. We'll be right back with more news. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us.
Got the blues about
China deploys drones to spy on polluting industries. That's the cover for spying on everybody. Drones to scout over skies of Beijing and other cities to check for smog sources and spot environmental breaches selectively against businesses not owned by the Communist Party. Continuing, court says FBI secret GPS tracking memos can stay secret from the government. States black toner shortage as primary motivation. That is absolutely ridiculous. Continuing here with the news, there is some good news out of Ukraine. Ukraine is making plans to pull troops from Crimea. So some of that is de-escalating, and that is certainly a good news. I hope John McCain doesn't get his way to his 11-point plan for war. We've got those reports, and I mentioned this earlier, but I want to get more into this right now and really end this broadcast with this information. This is up on Infowars.com if you just joined us. Rand Paul concerned about who is truly in charge of our government. Libertarian Kentucky Senator Rand Paul warns in a speech today that he believes U.S. spooks and shadow government agencies are drunk with power and that elected representatives are privately afraid of those operating behind the curtain. In a scheduled appearance at the University of California, Berkeley, who Paul is now the head Republican in the polls for president, Paul will address the continuing domestic spying controversy. In prepared comments, Paul notes, "I am honestly worried, concerned about who is truly in charge of our government. Most of you have read the dystopian nightmare, and maybe like me, you doubted that it could ever happen in America. If the CIA, quoting Paul, the CIA is spying on Congress, who exactly can or will stop them?" The comments also state, "I look into the eyes of senators, and I think I see real fear. Maybe it's just my imagination, but I think I perceive fear of an intelligence community drunk with power, unrepentant, and uninclined to relinquish power." Yeah, that's the history of the world. The senator is set to continue on the track that saw him win the CPAC GOP presidential nomination straw poll recently. During a CPAC speech, Paul slammed the NSA, urging, "If you have a cell phone, you're under surveillance. I believe what you do on your cell phone is none of their damn business." See, it's just straight talk, folks. That's what people want. And he won the big poll, and he's catapulted into the lead poll position to be El Presidente. I mean, this is what people want, is tell it like it is. Not play patty cake with the tyrants. Ubiquitous voice surveillance, quoting Paul, even overseas, pulls in a great deal of content from Americans whose telephone visit and work in the target community, the Post reports. Present and former U.S. officials acknowledge that large numbers of conversations involving Americans would be gathered from the country where they operate. Folks, that's all a whitewash. They record everything. They lied, so they recorded nothing, got caught. They're using it for data mining. It's all happening. It's being used to target the Associated Press, Fox News, Drudge Report, InfoWars. It's happening everywhere. You know, enemies list, government watching us. 4 years have come out showing that. I'm on the enemies list. That came out 4 years ago. I mean, this is what's going on. They have Media Matters run by the White House attacking me every week. MSNBC. I mean, this is it. These people are literally usurping scum. I mean, that's what it is. And no eating around the edges is going to beat these people. Just absolutely saying you're illegitimate criminal scum, and I expect you to blow stuff up and blame it on us. And when you do, well, we're going to have reporters there and people to videotape it. We're going to catch you. Just like Fast and Furious, just like Benghazi, just like Oklahoma City, just like all the rest of it. We know who you murderers are. We know who the criminal hijackers are.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.